Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 Telefónica is accelerating its network expansion in the Württemberg-Allgäu region by upgrading its mobile site in Eichstätten to 5G, extending faster, more stable connectivity to nearly 98% of local residents. Vodafone has introduced its new annual prepaid Kalja plans that offer flexible one-time payment options with extensive data, nationwide voice and SMS flat rates, and EU roaming benefits. And 1&1 is easing provider switches with its Simple Change initiative that activates new contracts exactly as old ones end, while offering a €100 credit when issues arise.
The Schwäbische Zeitung reports that O2 Telefónica is accelerating its network expansion in the Württemberg-Allgäu region. In Eichstätten, a mobile site has been upgraded to the 5G standard, which now provides faster and more stable 5G internet to residents and visitors. The improved connectivity supports reliable navigation, route planning, and the sharing of experiences from the outdoors. The article states that over 1,700 sites have been converted to 5G since the beginning of the year, reaching approximately 98% of the population. Malik Rao, the technical and business customer board member of O2 Telefónica, emphasizes that continued investments are aimed at creating an even more powerful network across urban and rural areas.
Telterif.de examines the challenges in deploying fiber optic networks inside buildings. The article explains that while laying fiber cables along roads and sidewalks poses its own difficulties, the task becomes more complex when connections must be established within residential buildings. It highlights that network operators are partnering with specialists who understand building-specific requirements, especially in multifamily properties where heritage protection measures and outdated documentation can create obstacles. The report outlines several collaborative initiatives involving Deutsche Giganetz, which has entered into a partnership with NE4 operator Lotenic Media, as well as projects by Glasfaser Plus, TNG, UGG, GVG, and WestConnect, all aimed at accelerating fiber expansion in various regions. Detailed projects, funding figures, and progress reports from multiple localities are presented to illustrate ongoing efforts to connect millions of households and enhance high-speed internet availability.
Handelsblatt.com provides an in-depth look at Shanghai as a potential role model for European cities in the areas of urban development, technology, and innovation. The article outlines how Shanghai has transformed into a modern metropolis by embracing smart city initiatives. It highlights the development of pocket parks, enhanced public spaces, and a dynamic urban scene supported by efficient traffic management and waste disposal systems. The report describes how the city leverages AI-driven solutions, such as optimized bus lines and intelligent traffic light systems, alongside a high percentage of electric vehicles that contribute to cleaner air and improved quality of life. At the same time, the article raises concerns about the heavy reliance on surveillance technologies, noting that the extensive installation of cameras results in a controlled urban environment where privacy can be compromised. Furthermore, Handelsblatt.com explains that while Shanghai's centralized, top-down approach achieves measurable progress in terms of efficiency and environmental standards, it also limits citizen participation compared to more democratic, participatory urban models in Europe. The narrative discusses how the interplay between technological advances and strict social control creates both a forward-thinking and an authoritarian urban landscape. Ultimately, the detailed study invites reflections on the potential lessons and challenges for European cities striving to balance innovation, urban livability, and individual freedoms.
The Golem.de article details a significant shift in the approach of the German broadband association Bugles following Deutsche Telekom's admission as a member in September 2024. Initially, Bugles had strongly criticized Telekom's plan for a double fiber network build-out, arguing that duplicating investments in fiber infrastructure was neither economically viable nor beneficial, and had called for a swift, non-discriminatory transition from copper to fiber supported by clear political deadlines. However, the article explains that with Telekom's entry, Bugles has moderated its stance. The association now acknowledges that some degree of overbuilding can be justified within the current regulatory framework aimed at fostering infrastructure competition and is no longer demanding an immediate timeline for the copper shutdown. Instead, Buglis supports retaining copper until a comprehensive deployment of fiber to the home, FTTH, networks is achieved, a process that may extend into the 2040s. The discussion further touches on the topics of mobile network obligations and the use of the upper 6 GHz band. Previously, regional operators without their own mobile networks pressed for mandatory service obligations to enhance competition. However, following Telecom's inclusion, Buglis has adopted a more flexible position, aligning more closely with the strategies of larger market players by favoring a transition from ex-ante to ex-post regulation when conditions are fair and non-discriminatory. The managing director of Buglis, Maximilian Bunza, highlighted that the incorporation of Telecom and the involvement of smaller companies have helped harmonize previously conflicting viewpoints into an industry-wide compromise. Overall, the article emphasizes that the internal dynamics within Buglis have evolved towards a more pragmatic and policy-oriented approach in network expansion and regulatory matters. A shift that reflects broader trends in the telecommunications sector, where traditional stances give way to strategies designed to support long-term investment and infrastructure development.
The Spiegel article reports that a group of 6 U.S. authors, including a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, has initiated legal action in California against several major technology companies, including Google, Meta, OpenAI, Perplexity, and xAI. The authors claim that these firms have been using copyrighted books without permission to train their artificial intelligence systems, a practice that they firmly oppose. The article highlights that this lawsuit comes amid growing concerns over the unauthorized exploitation of creative works by tech giants, with previous cases having raised similar issues. It is noted that a federal judge recently sided with Meta by dismissing a related copyright case due to insufficient evidence that the unauthorized use would harm the market for the author's works. The Spiegel report further mentions that the New York Times has also sued the AI startup Perplexity for allegedly incorporating its content into generated texts, illustrating a broader and ongoing regulatory challenge in the intersection of politics, regulation, and technological innovation.
The article from teltarif.de entitled "1&1, Simple Switch or €100 Credit" reports that 1&1 is making the process of switching providers as easy as possible. The report explains that most German customers are reluctant to change their telecommunications providers, with a study indicating that 78% of broadband users and 74% of mobile users plan to remain with their current provider. With the introduction of its Simple Change initiative, 1&1 aims to facilitate a seamless transition by ensuring that customers can continue using their phone and internet services without interruption. This involves activating the new contract at the exact moment the previous contract ends, thereby preventing any double costs. Furthermore, for mobile services, 1&1 has implemented eSIM comfort activation that allows a quick and simple setup on new smartphones without the need for scanning a QR code. In case customers encounter any problems during the switch, the company promises a €100 credit as compensation. The article, written by Marcus Widener and published on teltarif.de, provides a detailed look at how 1&1 is addressing customer concerns and positioning itself as a compelling alternative in the competitive telecommunications market.
InsideDigital.de provides an in-depth look at Vodafone's new annual prepaid packages, the Kalia annual plans, which are positioned to challenge the traditional mobile tariff landscape. The article explains that these packages allow a one-time annual payment instead of recurring monthly charges, offering flexibility by eliminating long-term contracts. Vodafone has introduced 3 options: a XS package providing 20 gigabytes, a M package with 180 gigabytes, and an XL package offering 1,000 gigabytes of data over the year, catering to varying customer needs. In addition to substantial data allotments in the 5G network, all packages include nationwide telephone and SMS flat rates, with EU roaming benefits and 2,400 additional free minutes, or SMS available for use when calling from Germany to other EU countries. The report emphasizes that this model allows customers to adjust their usage throughout the year, without the constraints of a fixed contract, enabling them to switch providers if more attractive offers become available. Furthermore, the article notes that Vodafone has observed a curious change in mobile usage behavior, with a notable upswing in data traffic and a return to traditional voice calls after years of decline, hinting at a potential trend reversal. This detailed coverage by InsideDigital.de highlights the strategic impact of Vodafone's annual packages in a competitive market, underlining the strong price-performance ratio, especially of the XL option, and its implications for consumer mobile habits.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.